also that the level of security support will be applicable for the country to be fed their recommendations and findings. That's why the function of speaking under correction. But if not so, I'm not sure the approach of this report, I need some guidance. Will you take it page by page? Or how do you think page by page is it the best? Or just, or I don't know, it's something that is about us. And who is a systematic person? I might be, my outlook is on this organized, but I'm very organized upstairs. Can we take it in that fashion, page by page, so that if people want to make some corrections, additions, change here and there, it will be allowed. That woman, Kubana, are you still reading? Should I give you another time? Okay. Mount that.
Okay.
I don't want to be too short, like a minute gets. Alright, it's not very long. Any comments from page 1, introduction? Mandate of the committee was very clear. Number 3, measurable objectives. Any comments on page 1? Somebody will indicate to me, but it's fine. This is my first report I've ever done this before. I'm not sure whether this is your approach compared to my other veteran also this comment. No comment on page 1? Mama Ngia?
No.
I don't want to be unfair. Page 2, which starts with program 4 at the bottom. I think we talk about mandate. Their objectives, measurable objectives, page 1 and 2. I assume that they are just transcribing what has been read or written in the thick document annual report. They are putting also here now. Page 2, that's why I might not expect that much. So on the outcome, all outcomes, program 7, so on. If you go to page 3, bullet point number 4, analysis of the 2010-11 annual reports. Any comment from introduction, administrative mandates of the department? We know that the department is always guided by treasury regulations, that's with other policies, where their mission statements normally claim that they are the heartbeats of our economic activity. They only say they strive to serve or to lead the development of efficient integrated transport system. Page 4, or is there page 4? No, 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 sorry.
I'm on page 2, it's just a clarification. On page 2, outcome number 5, bullet point number 1, job creation target for the transport sector. Set and achieved. If I can clarify that, and also outcome number 6, impact of transport on climate change reduced. Not quite clear. Thank you,
very important questions. Outcome number 5. 2010-2011. Mr. Fixer, I mean, it's just possibly what should be stated is the job creation targets for transport sector to be set. impact of transport and climate change reduction. So it's not, it's, as it's there, it's almost like a statement, and then it's really just a target. I don't know if this would satisfy my colleague.
Yeah. I would disagree with my colleague, unless I'm the one who's lost. And in case I'm the one who's lost, then I'll stand something out. I think if we're going to take it this way, it is more like the approach of dealing with humanity, this approach. And I don't think it's a correct approach. Unless, because you said, Chair, this is what has been captured from, remember, the annual report that we did. And I agree with you on that score.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is to be the case, when they say particular target met, it would have meant that this is their target. Their target might not necessarily be on the same path or at the same level as us. We might have different targets. But as the department or as that particular entity, this was their target. That is, according to their target, they have met that target. That is what has been said. According to that target, they have met that target. We don't even know what the target in terms of reduction of climate. We don't know what they have been their target. Or perhaps we might have forgot. So I think what can be able to deduce from this is that they have met that target of theirs for that particular annual year. And remember, Chair, we're dealing with the previous annual year. And now
I've noted Mr. Fisher's hands. Because if I can put that also in context, so that if they had a particular target, for instance, for the FIFA World Cup in the transport area, he is saying, maybe in that context they have reached that target. It might not be maybe in their entities, all of them, but at least in this one, 2010, I'm just making an example. Thinking aloud, I'm trying to assist what you're saying. Mr. Priestas, and
perhaps just before Chair, my concern was to say that let us not approach it in terms of even spelling correction, as if there is something wrong, like what you know.
No, but.
But I'm saying, based on my line of argument, I'm saying there would be nothing wrong with the spelling, based on my line of argument.
That I just, I understand the context in which we are talking, but the reality in English, when there's a spelling or grammar, we'll have to correct it. But on what you are saying in the context of a substantive matter, I understand what you are saying.
Yes, Chair. I'm saying if they say target has been achieved, we can't say target to be achieved.
Okay. I understand. Okay. Mr. Fraser.
Thank you, Chair. I disagree with this. Absolutely correct. This report, where it's correct, where it needs to be corrected, because this is a product from this committee that needs to then get tabled in the House. So we have to have a correct report. It's also factually correct. The second is, I disagree. This is not, if you read the reports, if my colleague reads it, you'll see that this is what is listed as the outcomes, not as what was achieved. Because in fact, for example, on job creation, as an example, on outcome 5, it actually later on the report talks about this, that it wasn't achieved. So that's why I'm suggesting those corrections. Because these aren't stated facts. These are the set objectives or outcomes that the department had set for itself, not what had been achieved. And that's what this is on page 2.
Yes, Chairperson. In these days, we are talking of climate change. We don't know whether it's spring or summer or winter. I was talking along those bases. When I'm saying I just want a clarity, that's a clarity seeking. What do they mean when they are saying impact of transport on climate change reduced? say, clarity speaking, I don't understand this. I am not arguing. I am not, as Honorable Bele is saying, I'm not changing the grammar or whatever. I'm not correcting the grammar. But what do they mean when they are saying impact of transport on climate change reduce? What is that?
Adjustment was slightly made in terms of speaking, not rather reduce, but rather reduction. Now, we are still going to come here and give you the way forward. How we collect your place. Mr. Honorable Member Duma, then Mr. Hurst.
mission statement of the department, it's always clear in their reports, not unless you want to argue that one also. Shall we go to page 4? As we are doing that, moving towards page 4, I want to acknowledge the presence of our first lady in this committee, of this committee, the chairperson of the committee, Comrade Mamu Ruth of Pengu. I was just holding the fort until she arrives, and I did stick to my word. I was honest right when I said she's coming. So we have, and she's still coming to her chair so that I take my place. Once she's organized, she will take over. Because I want to learn from her how she does her own thing. Page 4, ladies and gentlemen, once she's organized, she will come. Page 4, 4.4, government strategy and objectives. $846 billion, and so on. Any comments?
Yes, sir. In a way, I'm bringing us back to the previous page just to prove the point. I'm waiting to have finalized the previous one. And as you look on page 4, which we're on at the moment, bullet 5 talks about achievements and that's where the achievements are. I'm hoping to get my colleague ready onto my side so we can make that change and move on. On point 5 onwards, it talks about the achievements. So the chapter before just lays out what the targets or what they call the outcomes was that the department set, and then it talks about the achievements. So hopefully that can convince them that way.
Chair, my position is still the same, but now it's been liberalized. But I also want to extend our welcoming of the delegation from UK. And the welcome delegation. Gentlemen, I know many politicians are getting paid for talking. So please, thank you for that. Take your colleague along. Chairperson, are you ready? We are on page 4. I think other achievement, the target, Bachelor of Another Jobs, that they created 5,000 at the same period. No qualms about that. The improvement of the terminals, page 4 and 5, I'm already page 5. CFAO 5.2, new challenges. Do you agree with those challenges? If there's nothing to talk about on the whole via bus rapid transport, it goes to challenges straight away. This is a draft report, Chairperson, that was crafted as your directive. We're not going to adopt it today. We're going to adopt it on Thursday. We're just trying to check whether we are in line with what has been requested by you and the rules of the House. Any comments on page 5? Mamungele, Thank you.
emphasis to my colleague. I'm doing it again off memory from the reports and also during reports throughout the year. They are wave bridges, but these are permanent wave bridges. And what the department is finding is that these trucks are then avoiding those. They know where these wave bridges are, and they're overloaded. So what they do is they avoid it and travel other routes. The idea is that they introduce mobile wave bridges. In other words, these wave bridges are movable and would do the same job, but it would allow you to catch these overloaded vehicles and be waved. So they won't try and buck the system, if you know what I'm trying to say. So the idea is that mobile wave bridges be introduced, and because they're on national roads, that SANRAL will take its responsibility and incorporate into their activities. I hope that helps my colleague.
Thank you, Jefferson. On page 4, 5.1, first paragraph. And, okay, let me start here. The 25 billion Gauteng rapid rail links created over 90,000 direct and indirect jobs. While road construction for the same period created over 500 jobs. Good. They didn't even say how many male, how many female, how many people died. We want that concept. Thank you.
And should we also remember that? That's why I said in the department when they were leaving, let them give us with more information in the areas that you raise. And remember, the issue of gender came very strong. Issue of where the jobs are came strong. Which projects are there in the various provinces? We requested that information. Maybe what should have happened. I'm not sure. Nahu Valeri is not here. She's not here, but she was going to make a follow-up so that we have a full picture on what you are raising. But the question is very valid. Comrade Duma, you wanted to say something on the matter?
Thank you.
go to page 5 and 6, the comma has responded. We have responded to the honourable member on the issue of the mobile way bridge. I think we have covered that was page 5. See that there is a finish between the two. Page 6, starting with outcome 3 up to outcome number 5 at the bottom, the penultimate sentence there. Any comments? Smartly, Kabuda.
Yes. Man said I love you. Formulation of school transport modulation policy. They say no progress was made in this regard as the department was still in the process of engaging with the Department of Education to clear lines of this policy.
Department of Agriculture, because
it also relates to prioritization of access to schools between tribal authorities and hospitals in the rural areas. And it cannot be delayed by the discussion between the Department of Education and the Department of Transport. It is the scholar transport policy where you would have a delay that is related to the consultation process. But I also want to raise the issue here of non-availability of key external stakeholders. This policy has been on the pipeline for more than 4 years now. The scholar transport policy. When we discussed the annual report last year, it was exactly 3 years, 8 months. And what would make the external stakeholders not available? I'm the president of an external stakeholder, but I've never been invited for any consultation. We have one of the associates, the South African Commuters Organization. The president of that organization is Samuel. He is new, and he has never been asked for any consultation. So it is not the non-availability of the stakeholders. The stakeholders are there. It is the department that doesn't have a clear consultation process.
No, Chairperson, before you leave for that important flight home, I still remember quite clear when you were saying that asking a friend, who are these external stakeholders? And I knew that at the back of my mind, who are those? It was a deliberate question, and we are trying to open it up now, but the department did not respond in the manner in which we wanted to hear who are those external stakeholders. Secondly, I think on the issue of the non-motorized transports, I think we are also clear when we did refer to topic cards and so on. But the reality of the matter, on that one, they have not moved. They say the policy is always on the transport formation. Equally to this one of the formulation of the scholar transport migration policy, remember, in provinces, we are also waiting for that. That's why some parties were impounded, because they were not complying to the transcripts of the law. So I'm saying you are correct. It's just that maybe the heading needs just to be adjusted so that they give a clear picture of what we are talking about, so that we make a clear distinction between a non-motorized transport in terms of what is expected, and also on the scholar transport, but also on the scholar transport policy, which is the process of consultation. I think we need to recommend something here so that it's not be left open-ended. If you say to us, it's 4 years, not yet finalized, surely we need to have some time frames and recommendations. So please, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, think about the recommendation that will tie the department to come and account on the progress on that part. Mr. Fister, sorry to be long, but I have to clarify certain things. Thank you.
Okay, it's part of the event. I just wanted to assist some of my colleagues, if I may, because they're very good points. On page 6, formulation of scholar transport migration policy, which you did actually bring up earlier, my colleague as well. I think it's a very important point that we perhaps put a sentence there after, is to say we need time frames be finalised and then report back to the committee. I don't know if the committee administrator would need assistance in wording or he can formulate it. And then on page, so I think that satisfies the queries. And then on page 7, development and approval of the maritime policy and strategy, which we discussed, I think we also need to put in there that what, as my colleague said, what are the constraints, what were the constraints, and what are the time frames to get.
get this finalised. I think we need to put that in there as well.
by conducting a survey, they must start by that. And then the survey, the report must then tell us what are the problems that we are experiencing in the country in relation to the scholar transport. And then take us through a process that says, on the basis of these problems, these are the changes that we would want to effect. If it is the cost of traveling that is high for scholars, the report must say so, that we have a problem with the cost of traveling. If it is the safety, the report must say so, we have a problem with the safety. When we then know the changes that we want to effect, we would then move further down to identify the best possible way of effecting that change.
Four points that she has raised, to summarize what she has done, I think you have captured that very well. You must direct notes, you must draw, you must implement, identify, and so on, before the implementation thereof. Can we move on? The point well taken, I think our scribes are taking those points very clear. Any other comments before we move forward? This page holds us back because I think it's closest to our hearts. It touches the nerve, the rural areas.
The same comment, sir.
Yes.
To a person who has an interest in a tender, who does not know how many children get killed by using a scholar transport that is not suitable for children, it will always be a turf of war. To the people who are in the Department of Education, who has no expertise in transport management, who are trained in teaching children, they will not see the need for shifting that responsibility to the Department of Transport, where the skills for transport management sit. Because there will be nothing that tells them that these are the problems that we are experiencing by having a scholar transport that is managed by the Department of Education. And even the officials in the Department of Transport will find it easy to run away and say, no, let the Department of Education continue, because there is nothing that points out the problem that the country is faced with in the current arrangement.
She's trying also to augment on the issue of the sharks, the vultures that you spoke about. Thank you, Chairperson, for that guidance and rekindling our minds. Also, we are taking the debate further. Mamunge. Shops as of now that they know of. which they gave us the names of those, because they said it's two shops only. And they said what happened to others, if those bicycles get broken, to sustain them, you know, and they talk of things and service around that matter. So we did interrogate this matter. Do you remember? I asked those questions personally. But I think what we are saying after this process, Chairperson, maybe we need to call the department again on all the areas that we have identified there are still gaps that make us to speak as if as we are a broken record on those matters. So, Gilema, we talk Kulumala Kulumalenda. This is a high high, so I talk with the new part.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the research studies, I need clarity on which are the 12 districts which we identify. Page 8. Oh, okay.
Page 7. On page 8, all right. Follow me, please. I'll pass on this.
Yeah, on top there, on the research studies. These are the strong districts which we identified for rural accessibility. And what were the challenges that made them to identify it? And what are the reasons for reprioritizing this fund instead of focusing on the mission of these 12 districts? Then on the broad-based black economic empowerment, they said only 6 provinces had road shows. What is the impact of having road shows? How does it assist in empowering our people so that we can have more BB, triple BEE? I don't understand the effect of this road shows. Thank you, Chair.
Page 8, Bella Utantula, and there was November time we called the Reddles Bush office set up. Any response to another member, Lagodia? Because in their presentation they did say which are those 12 things. Is that I don't have my judgment here? I asked my secretary to bring along. She brought the wrong things for me. They did say it, but maybe we did not go far enough to ask the questions in terms of how you are raising them now, including the provincial broad-based economic empowerment. I think this was also coming from the angle of Umama, and she raised it very Umamudaga. The city land, Iguideria is that, three provinces, and the country has got 9 provinces, and yet the BEE, the BBEE, does not go far enough to address this that we are saying. Any takers on this matter? Mr. Freestas? Freestas? The Freestas? Oh, I always have them in my Freestas. Sorry for that. Okay. Any comments on page 8? But what we are saying, Abba, will let's flag this. We can always go back to the department so that by Thursday we bring some tangible responses on this one. We flag this one. Please note it so that more meat is needed here. Yeah. Okay, if you can do that. Page 9. Oh, sorry.
I've got one left. Lakoyako Maritime Policy and Strategy. Which one? 7. Intention is good, the double one. And this one, those. And this is which one, go Maritime Policy and Strategy.
Or due to capacity constraints, the department only managed to develop the first draft of the maritime policy. And maritime, so last one.
Thank you.
given just a 1.5 line explanation when transport is made of three different modes. It's road transport, it's maritime, it's aviation, and it's rail. And there's only two that is operational currently. But also, there's only one Engenama problem, the aviation. The road has got serious problems. And the problem that we're experiencing in our road transport mode also has to do with our failure to have a railway transportation system that complements the road transport. And also, we don't have a rail that relates to the port that we have. So we have a map port that are there, but they are not serving our interests in South Africa. They are serving our interests of other countries. The goods that are coming into this country, if we're talking about the billions of exports and the billions of imports, we must then look at how much we are losing by not participating in the shipping industry in this country.
Okay.
I am raising that issue in line with the capacity, lack of capacity, or capacity constraint, to say, if a person is not looking at what opportunities we are losing, would then relax and not fight to address those constraints, because during this period now we have never been made aware until there are any constraints. I always make an example of Nakimonda, who would say, I am raising a red flag. When he is saying, I am raising a red flag, he is saying there are constraints, but he relates the constraints to the problem that he wants to address, and then being very specific to say, if you don't come in to help me, don't blame me. So the same should be applied to the department to say, if there is a capacity constraint, what is this capacity constraint that we are not told of? And do we share a common understanding of opportunities that we are losing by not having this policy and strategy? And I am mainly saying, these are the opportunities we are losing by not having this policy, so that we can become more harder to the department.
That was a very good debate. I think any other issue? Page 8, can we move on to page 9? But this does not mean, ladies and gentlemen, that on Thursday, if you have some more issues, you cannot, but surely you have also have to adopt the report. Or if you can have them before that, please make a submission to the chairperson, like we had those are open, about to the secretary of the committee. Page 9, human resource, technical aspects of the report. At the end of March, the department had 177 posts on this institution, and 529 in 2010 were filled. The failure rate stands at 2.60%, the highest failure rate in total 4. I'm just saying,
about on the third sentence on the third line, also again talks about the same issues as we've mentioned in previous pages. It says that absence of time frames makes it impossible to establish whether the partnership is active objectives. It's the same type of issues that are coming up here as well, and perhaps we should ask the department to give us this kind of information.
You will remember that, ladies and gentlemen, the question of time frames was not attached, and also if you read further than that, that has been raised by honorable member, he says there are also instances in the report where the department has failed to meet the performance targets. The reason is that repeatedly advanced by the department for this operation is that the funds were not available for it to execute some projects, or that there has been reprioritization. Any comments or takes on this? If not, we should move on. Logwan, are you covered? Duma, uncovered. Okay. Page 10. Oh, sorry. All right, Mama.
22.6% when they can be. The explanation is the main reason for staff leaving the department was said to be as a result of transfer to other public service departments. And
If a person leaves, is it difficult to find another one to fill the vacancy? Because that's we would sit at 22.
It was also a concern that we raised, Chairperson, because we were relating this to the job creation, the national goal by government. And it seems to me they are unable to honor that in relation, in respect to what we are raising, 22.0%. We did raise this matter, and they were not very upfront on these matters. They do have a challenge in not finding suitable people in some cases. Or skilled, if you put it that way.
That leads us to another question, which could a fund be underutilized for training about power transport if it is a shortage of skilled people in the country?
Let me take Duma. Well,
alright, but I'm deep in the thoughts. But as well, I'm not aware of the item that members will be doing on this page as well.
We are on page 9,
okay.
But we are moving towards page 10. Okay. The chairperson was just reminding us to say this action raised. I don't know if we get to do what you have raised. Page 10. These are the programs as they come from the departments. Program 1, administration. Program 2, transport policy and economic regulation. Program 6 is about public transport. It has spent 99%. Budget. Page 11, ladies and gentlemen, consideration of other sources of information. The committee considers the following report is in the what is this? The committee considers the following reports in the us. Should correct that. Part, not in the let's talk about it. Not in the war. You must own up. Since you bang war as the head. Alright, as part of the budgetary review and recommendations process. The report of the portfolio committee on transport on the budget and the solid plan of the Department of Transport stated that the committee made the following findings and recommendations in the report. There are quite a number of them. If you want our meeting to be very short on Thursday, you need to interact with these three pages. They are very important. Any comments, ladies and gentlemen? Page 11.
Shows us learners crossing.
homes are eco-safe, and also where a parent committed herself to accompany her child to and from school every day just because she lost her child. So I think if we can put those food pack bridges, they are also very important. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. On page 11, I really don't understand my lady an error. We are talking about manufacturing bicycles, I mean, plans for bicycles in the rural area. Now, they are saying here, bicycles and vans. You, these vans, because they need better than their van go. Now, to deny, question mark, and I have to end. Some young people, some corner with the SNS, and some of the new land. I want to know this more as you could that. Thank you.
I think the matter that you raised, I think they've captured it. You've captured it now. Okay.
second one?
The second one, Chair, this one I can't let it pass without reflecting on it. It is silent in this document on the issue of recapitalization. Tax recapitalization. And remember, we almost all of us spoke at length on the issue of recapitalization in the session. So it is important because if you listen to the response of the department on the tax recapitalization matter, it was totally wishy-washy, to be honest with you. And they were in fact attempting to put the blame on the side of the tax industry. And I know for a fact that if you bring the tax industry here to come and present one, they will do the same thing and put the blame on the side of the department as well, because they have their own reasons. So I'm saying we need to be doing something or saying something about that.
When we speak here, ladies and gentlemen, we must bring recognition. It's about us. Now, the committee wants recommendations by the committee. What we found out, we must recommend. What we see best, what needs to be done. Committee one?
sent to the department to consider. The same also goes with the government. We can't tell the government what to do. And if we structure our report in such a way that we are seen to be telling them, then the report will not be adopted. It will only be noted, because we are not reporting in the manner we should. Let me be clear to say, the committee recommended on bullet number 2, also we were asked not to use the bullet, because a recommendation has to have a number, like a resolution. If you sit in a meeting and you take a resolution, it cannot be a resolution bullet number 3. It has to be a resolution so and so. The same applies to a recommendation. Then I'm speaking to recommendation bullet 2. The committee recommended that government should address the issue of an economic regulator as a matter of urgency. Doesn't speak to any finding. For a person who was not in the meeting, would not know what the finding was. And also, it doesn't say the government should consider. It says the government should. The other one is the last bullet. Legislation to address traffic tariffs should be prioritized. Doesn't say what the finding is, and also it doesn't say who should prioritize them. Is it the portfolio committee that should prioritize, or is it the department? But it should. The recommendation also should not be saying should. The recommendation should be saying the committee is recommending that whoever has to, if it is the department should consider doing 1, 2, 3. So the point that I'm making is that in addition to what Comrade Duma saying that we should, members should then speak to the recommendations and also try and remember what the discussion took place and what was then a recommendation. Submit that so that we can then paraphrase the recommendation and also relate those recommendations to the findings.
Because the person is using her experience now. Mamumo Tepe.
Step on.
second one, I know one of the members, the senators, can respond to the name of AXA. What is interesting, the word abbreviation itself is very long, yet the meaning is the opposite. You know, AXA means, to my little knowledge, is the airport company of South Africa. That you always go to the airport. The people who are manning the parking, your movement, are from AXA. The AXA people is the airport company. Even the food, sometimes on those boxes written AXA, they are managing the diet that you are having. Am I right? Can you not remember the figures?
AXA manages the airport itself. The food and airlines and so forth are contracted with those direct airlines.
Yeah.
They have arrangements with that. So the airport company, in effect, don't have anything to do with the running of the airline itself.
Exactly.
They facilitate the facilities at the airport and obviously have a partnership with the various airline companies.
Liberate with you, you're a bit quiet. So I just pulled you so that you can speak. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I just speak in my room to say that.
Thanks. All right. I needed that kind of a response. Because when you are quiet, I become worried. All right, shall we? That was page 11. I know that the chapter didn't say. What is interesting, in other words, they are not consistent. Because if you look on the
third bullet point from below, they have adhered to what you are raising. But on the penultimate bullet, they give a difference, so you must be consistent in your writing. Page 12. Page 12. Is it the last page? It's coming. Page 12 runs into 13. So it's about the oversized visits to two provinces. There you are with the recommendations. The oversized reports, page 12, 11.3. This is the South African Maritime Safety Authority. Any comments on the tool? I was Mr. Nobody. I'll be guided myself. Any comments? That report, okay? Does it reflect what you saw? This is the report of the committee. On two pages, the first one is about the annual report, and the second one is on the, about the visit, the oversight. Seems to me people are covered with it. The oversight was quite some time. But it leaves us with some homework to say, gentlemen, this committee and the staff, we need to flag all those areas that need some further information, especially when we are saying on page 8 and the other subsequent pages that page 8, page 7, it can be just one bullet point. If you remember the statement, even Mr. Kapoor raised that more flesh or meat need to be given to that from the department, and clarity issues should be given, should be seek on page 4 also. So I'm saying there's a little bit of homework to be done, but on Thursday surely we need to get that. But also to yourself, members, please, if you do find anything as you skip over this report today, at least by 12 o'clock, let the committee have those recommendations from yourselves, so that you don't take them in on Thursday. It will be, it will pose a huge challenge to those members. There you are. Chairperson, I will stop there as of now in terms of my mandate. You said I must hold the fort until you arrive, and I see strategically right that you wanted to engage today with the report. From where you are leading from the back today, I will give over to you the reins. My mandate is done. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for this work. As just a matter of interest, I would want to know as to whether there were no financial constraints that were raised by any of the entities. Because here we're talking budget review. And the second issue is whether the committee on its own did not see any area that required funding focus. I will be specific. The road maintenance fund came as a result of the intervention of the portfolio committee. We have it today. The upgrading of the gravel roads in rural areas from where they are now situation where you can use them and access those roads in all weather, to me, is a question. That's it. And it doesn't mean okay, there is no technology in place. There is an attitude towards the technology. That's why it is not introduced. Consultants mainly are blocking the use of the new technology that would assist South Africa to save money on regraveling. The second level of upgrading rural roads is that a decision was taken at SADC in 2003 that rural roads in the SADC region, gravel roads, have to be upgraded to low volume selling. And South Africa was mandated to lead that. And if then there is no fund that is created, it would remain a resolution that is not implemented. And that also relates to the service delivery priorities on education and health and crime reduction. If you can't move the ambulances fast in the rural areas, you are impacting negatively on health because of the gravel roads that are not accessible when it is rainy season. The same applies to schools and the same applies to police stations and tribal authorities, because tribal authorities also perform the issue of dealing with crime before you even call the police.
Honourable members want to reflect on the matter. I think also in my introduction I did reflect some of the matters before you arrived, but maybe let us allow members to say one or two things. Honourable, followed by Honourable Member Duma.
Thank you, Chair. Certainly what jumped out at me was the work that PROSSA is trying to do and their objectives. Their biggest obstacle is the lack of funds. So I certainly think that we should look at that issue. Also another thing that jumped out at me was the filling of vacancies at the department itself. Is unable to do something because just can't afford it. And this goes back to our skills and the need for skills in the department. The other is the third issue is I'm unsure what the process is at the moment, perhaps the chair could tell us. And that is we've only interviewed 6, if I'm not mistaken, entities, plus the department, 5 plus the department. And we still have quite a few other entities still to meet. And I'm unsure when that would happen, because that would be part of the cycle to look at budgets, so perhaps the chief could help us there as well.
Thank you. Honourable Member Booms.
I'm not sure at what level were the issues of funding raised, but they were definitely raised. And maybe I need to consult my notes, and as I do further recommendations to the chair, indicate also in writing which are those issues. And I would propose that maybe other members who are still in the number can also do the same.
Thank you, Chair. Some of the issues, honorable debaters have raised them. And also the issue of RTMs, that it needed funding so that they can be able to implement their turnaround strategy. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any other member before the chairperson responds? Go to chairperson. I think I'm covered by the previous speakers on the issue of the financial constraints. Well, those entities that presented almost all of them, saying they do have a challenge when it comes to budgets and funding. The second one, where there was a clearer call for our intervention is on the cross-border road transport, CBRT. They wanted our intervention as this committee to assist them because they do have a challenge, especially at the border gates. They were specific on those issues, by the way, they reported the matter to regulate that movement. The other issue, I think, this issue of the vacancy rate, Jefferson, it speaks directly to the job creation. We did raise that very sharply as a matter of urgency, so that they quantify as to what is the status of that. Otherwise, all other issues that were raised by members here, I think they are in line with what it has produced. Maybe other issues we can always forward to you between now and tomorrow by lunchtime, so that you can see how best to deal with the issues that you are in. On the issue of the 2003 SADC decision, I think we are still lagging very far behind in that by leading on the matter, despite that some areas are dealing with the issue of the gravel roads. But I don't think we are winning the battle in the rural areas on this issue, given the fact that we've got many floods, thunderstorms sometimes, and so on. There you are, Chairperson. The question of RPMC, yeah, it was a huge challenge, Chair. The way members were robust on this one, I must say that some through the eye need some close look, check on it. The RTMC, it needs some assistance one way or another, a turnaround strategy on this matter. I think Mr. Farrow was all over them, and all the other members. RTMC, it is a huge challenge. They can't manage the finances alone. There is a challenge in that, the capacity, and so on. There you are, Chair.
Okay, I would want to respond to the issues raised by Honorable Decretas in terms of the entities. Okay. We have about 13 entities. Some of those entities are implementing agents. The department. They do what is supposed to be done by the department. And they are aligned to the four modes of transport that we have. For rail, you have CRASA. For road, you have SANRAL. For aviation, you have APSA. And for maritime, you have SAMS. And we invited all of those. Then you have regulatory type of agency, which are not necessarily charged with the responsibility of doing what is supposed to be done by the department in terms of provision of infrastructure and service, but they regulate the very same entities that are there. That is the second type of the entity. Then the third type of the entities that we have, are those that are charged with the responsibility of managing the traffic. And those are your RTMs, the CBRTM, and the AN, the aviation. Yes, all those fall under. So now,
in most cases, the agencies that run short of money are those that are related to provision of service. It's your SANRA, it's your PRASA, it's your aviation, it's your maritime, because those are the ones that are providing the service. And the others are regulating the ones that are providing the service. And then you would also have challenges on the ones that are controlling the traffic. So in terms of then when you are, you have limited time, you also look at the performance. And the ones that we invited relate to their performance. Performance in terms of being able to carry the mandate, but challenged in terms of the resources that they require to carry the mandate. Others are invited because they are unable to carry the mandate, not necessarily because they don't have funds, because they don't have the strategy and they are not well organized to execute their mandate. And those are the ones that we prioritize, because it is in those that you have to then make budget recommendations in terms of the change of the strategy. Those that are performing well and do not have challenges, you would not necessarily invite them as a matter of priority. You would engage with them in the usual manner that we engage with them, like we engaged at the beginning of the year. So that is how we arrive at this priority. Then when it comes to the department, again, you invited the department because the strategic plans of the entities relate to the strategic plan of the department. There is congruence because the entities are actually executing what the department strategy is saying. And you then check the congruence between the strategic plan of the department and the strategic plan of the entity. And then there would be programs and tasks that are performed by the department which do not necessarily require an entity. Like the issue of the public transport, we don't have an entity that is dealing with the public transport. We have a champion in the department. So that is how we arrive at how we prioritize the engagement when it relates to the budget review process. But then, when we look mainly in our recommendations, our recommendations are not only confined or only informed by the mandate of the department in isolation, as if the department is not part of the country. The department strategic plan and budgetary needs, as well as the strategic plans of the entities and their budgetary needs, also need to speak to the national strategy and the transformation agenda of the country. So what I'm then saying is that our recommendations are more inward looking. They do not relate the work of the department to the work of the country, to the strategic plan of the country. And that is what we then need to beef up, so that in our findings, we are able to make that link, and our recommendations are also able to make that link. If I may become very, very specific, our recommendations don't speak to the new growth path and the objectives of the new growth path, which is a national strategy for job creation, for industrialization. We talk about the upgrading of the railway. We are recommending that we should be focusing on railway transportation, but we are limiting that. We are not talking about the railway industry, which then include the manufacturing of trains inside the country.
So, speaking clearly on your first concern, 6 out of 13, it's 5 plus 1 out of 13. That means we will stop at those that you've done, because the others will do build the conventional. What the chairman is saying. I don't want to leave this thing to town as if it has not been explained. She went to town about this matter, but you are saying 5 plus 1, that's it. Others, conventional or as the day to day. I think, Jefferson, you have clarified some of the issues. I will not make a repetition of what you said. Amy, are you happy with the figures? No other comments? I think those were closing remarks. Taduma Kuban?
In Kumala, you got that regular transport. That's
beginning of our interaction. We are ending but beginning moving forward, because we have to raise these matters very sharply this time around. Ahmad Kubile Musgo, she started as four solid points, I've noted your issues. There are already members indicating wanting to leave.
Chairperson, thank you. Maybe to assist on this point, if we can phrase it in this way. The bus companies in our rural areas are subsidized so that they can transport our people, and that is what they are doing. The only transport company that is not subsidized is the taxi industry. That is what maybe we should put forward, that they must also be subsidized, because they are the ones who are transporting our people. They are reaching every corner of South Africa where other transport modes cannot go. So they are the ones who buy these new kombis, which will last for 3 months because of the conditions of our roads. I thank you.
Good members have paid while they are talking. I think I want to close the meeting by appreciating your contributions and also for your discipline that you showed in me, the respect. Chairperson, I must also appreciate your presence and also your inputs, but surely your point that you've raised needs to adjust the report here and there so that the finding speaks to the recommendations is very important. And members, once again, if you do have some issues, forward them by tomorrow so that on Thursday we have a smooth meeting in adopting our reports. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I think individual.
Oh, eh, me cover that.